Well, what I found as a written poet, that a lot of my poems came in one chunk, and I would just run to write them down. So I decided, let me see what it'd be like just to do some improv poetry. And I have a background in theater and improv and poetry. So I tried it, and I find it had more vibrancy to it a lot of times, more life. So that's why I decided to try doing it, and it's worked.
But we're going to throw another one at you now. But let's do a slightly different style. You mentioned you could do maybe Shakespearean.
Well, a little bit of Shakespeare words, absolutely.
What about for the holiday season now, as we're coming towards the end of the year and looking ahead to 2018?
Okay. Thine eyes the sea. There is the holiday spirit in front of me, and thou takest thy family and thy friends, thy loveth to everyone dost transcend, and there we go out and celebrate too the holiday of red and green, or for other people, white and blue, and thou dost have such a great day. All these holiday spirits come hither thy way. So celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or whatever you like to celebrate too. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and other holidays too.
It's quite an experience for me to witness you doing this in person, Amy. You really are a performer. I'm hoping some of this translates, I know it will, to our listening audience. But where can people see you? Because you are out and about in Boulder, also in Denver often as well.
Oh, absolutely. So as the improv poet, you can catch me on the Pearl Street Mall, mostly at night, though a little more during the day now that it's getting slightly colder.
In terms of being an improv poet outside of the holiday season, and when you are on the Pearl Street Mall or maybe sometimes in Denver, people just come up and commission a poem and just throw a subject matter at you. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. Sometimes one subject matter, sometimes a bunch of unrelated subject matters. A lot of times people ask for poems about their significant others, their good friends, their pets, or their favorite esoteric words or phrases.
Have you ever been stumped?
Yeah. Occasionally, I'm not very good at famous people. So when people recommend someone famous, I'll frequently say, what do you like about them? Or what's their your favorite song? And then I could do a poem better that way, because I didn't get that famous person gene.
In terms of your role now as a North Pole Poet Laureate, you said you do that for different events. How fun that must be to have a poet come along if you're hosting some type of holiday event, and you just come and go around and just do poetry for people?
Absolutely. Well, it depends on the event. At certain events, I'll be in one place and people can come up to that one place. At other events like the Double Dickens, I'll be walking around to different people and giving them poems about whatever they want it to be about, to inspire them for the race and for the holidays, and to put a little bit of Scrooge or take a little Scrooge out for the Scrooge Scramble. It just really depends on the event. But yes, people come up and get poems about whatever they like.
Well, could we finish up with another poem?
Absolutely.
So what's your favorite subject matter at this time of year? We've done some Christmas stuff, some holidays, some New Year's. We've done the cold weather. Maybe something to kind of encapsulate the holiday spirit about being kind to one another and a counterbalance to some of the nasty rhetoric that we're seeing sometimes in society. I think it's always nice to have some counterbalance and positive messages.
Absolutely. I look at all the people around. People standing tall and people with their heads tilted low to the ground. And I want to see everyone has the right to feel joy, to feel glee, whether they live in a mansion or on the streets too. People have a right to care about all of humanity too. So remember to take a look at all the people and never mistook that if someone is homeless or having a hard time, they also deserve to live their life as an incredible rhyme. So let's look and see, how can we live in a world of more equality? How can we live in a world where everyone has a place to live too? Enough food and no peace, no war, and living with joy through and through.
It's incredible to watch you do this. Well, I mean, to literally throw a subject at you and to come up with such a beautiful poem, completely improvised.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
so
that.
So for people who would like to engage with you, if they don't have an opportunity to see you on the Pearl Street Mall or in Larimer Street in Denver, what's the best way to contact you? Is there a website? Is there a way to connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to northpolepoet.com, or you can also give me a call at 1-800-810-8802.
We'll put that information online at kgnu.org. Amy, thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.